事情八，在事情八之前呢，就提一提我们这个会散会呢，我们就六点，希望在六点半完成啦，就有个小型工程，我们会去看那个桥灯同埋嗰个海滨公园嗰、那个嗰啲设施装设嗰个问题嘅，啊，咁一阵间都请各委员、各议员咧就出席啊。好，就系议程八，其他事项就跟进2012年7月1日喺薄扶林道发生嘅严重交通意外。为咗回应7月1日嘅意外，委员会正副主席聯同了區議會主席及當區議員代表在7月6日與政府部門到現場視察。現在請政府部門向委員交代事件最新的進展及改善的方案。首先請這個運輸處馮建業先生回應。
多謝主席啊。運輸署一直都非常關注薄扶林道的交通安全的事宜的。就有在7月1日有一單嚴重交通意外發生啦。咁運輸署同相關部門啦，同埋區議會的代表呢，在7月6日都在現場做一個現場的會議，簡短的會議。咁我亦都就有幾個方案呢，亦都去已經是寫了出來的了。那現在我會在這個會上跟大家交代一下關於立即會做的一件事呢，就是我們會運輸署研究過之後呢，就亦都設計過一個建議，加設一個交通標誌在未去到致富這個急彎之前就是提示駕駛者呢，前方有一個隱蔽的轉左的彎的，就希望駕駛者呢就多加留意前面有個彎。咁此外呢我們亦都會聯同路政署呢，就會加快個防撞欄的設置啦，同埋研究相關巴士站的搬位的問題嘅。有關加設聲速攝影機一事呢，就我會同處方，運輸處方相關的部門呢再商討研究增設聲速攝影機的可行性嘅。與此同時呢，處方亦都會研究加設交通灯控制的行人过路设施，在事发那个位置的前少少有一个行人过路设施的，现在是没有交通灯的，我们都会研究加设一个交通灯控制行人过路设施，以改善行人环境的。那我这个报告是这么多。
好，有请路政署许成发先生。
唔該主席。咁其實路政署呢，其實我哋就有啲 exercise 就係喺港九新界呢，我哋就會發掘一啲嘅路面呢，咁隔離係有啲斜坡，可能個高度係高過6米或以上嘅，咁我哋就會考慮加啲防撞欄嘅。咁其中一個位置呢，就係喺啱啱事發呢個位置嘅。咁我哋研究過啦，咁其實呢而家現場嗰、那個行人路嘅闊度呢就唔係太闊啫，大概有1.8米左右嘅。咁除此之外呢，其實嗰、那個行人路上面呢係有啲樹根啦，同埋有個巴士站喺度。咁巴士站嘅上蓋有啲柱都會阻住行人路嘅。咁我哋而建呢個嘅防撞欄呢個闊度呢，咁其實我哋有兩款而家考慮緊嘅。第一款呢係比較高少少嘅，就1.5米高。咁嗰、那個闊度大概係350左右。351mm。 另外一種呢就是矮一點的，就800多mm， 就闊一點的，就會 650mm。 其實這兩種的防撞欄呢，我們都預計呢，如果要加下去行人路呢，其實剩下來的行人路呢就不是那麼寬闊的。那這方面呢，我們都同緊運輸署這邊研究緊哪一種的類型的防撞欄會比較適合一點。另外呢，其實我哋呢個防撞欄呢嗰、那個 footing 嘅嗰個底部呢，其實都比較深啲嘅，要去到1.2米嘅深度嘅。咁我哋都會預計可能有機會呢就會同地下一啲嘅公共設施，例如港燈啊等，咁就會有啲 concept， 即係啲會大家有啲阻滯嘅。咁所以 that's why 咧，我哋就預計就會喺八月頭咧就做個探窿先，咁啊瞭解一下咧下邊嗰個情況，然後再定一定我哋用邊種防撞欄或者擺喺邊度會恰當啲嘅。咁除此之外呢，咁我哋了解呢，其實水務署呢都喺薄扶林道一帶呢都有啲水管更換工程嘅。咁我哋都同佢哋都磋商緊啦，咁盡量呢就係大家喺唔阻大家情況之下呢就一提去到進行大家嘅工程嘅。咁講返啦，咁如果假設我哋掘完探窿之後，如果嗰個下面係冇乜嘢阻嘅話呢，咁我哋預計呢，我哋要大概五六個月時間呢先至可以係裝好嗰個防撞欄嘅，係啦。咁大致上係個情況係咁樣，係啦。
一頂警方代表劉偉賢先生有冇報告？
而家呢個嘅交通意外有人死亡嘅案件交咗俾港島交通意外調查組去進行跟進嘅。咁現場所見呢，其實就冇發現有暴力痕啦，亦都冇發現有其他嘅人士呢係施而係干擾呢一個駕駛者嘅。咁初步呢睇有咁嘅可能呢，就係話佢嗰個個 brake 呢係即係架車嘅 brake 係壞咗嘅。咁除此之外我哋冇其他補充。咁另外我哋會同路政署同埋運輸署呢會跟進有關交通研究嘅研究嘅。多謝主席。
唔該，朱應雄主席。
都係主席就即係加防撞欄嗰度就好重要嘅，因為嗰度呢有少少彎同埋落斜呢，即係啲車如果快嘅話呢，如果冇防撞欄呢，佢就好似今次咁樣衝咗落去斜坡，咁可能撞親啲行人或者等巴士嗰啲人，如果有防撞欄佢哋彈返個路嗰度，咁就嗰個傷亡就會減少嘅。咁呢個即係好重要，但係頭先呢勞政署就講咗個防撞欄，一裝咗呢個行人路呢就闊度就未必係好足夠嘅。咁所以呢就要諗嗰度個巴士站係咪仲有機，即係有冇必要仲存在呢，即係嗰度即係去到搭巴士啲係咩嘅乘客呢，即係佢可唔可以有其他 alternative， 即係咩叫做 alternative， 咩即係嗰啲其他選擇，係啦係啦，咁嘅選擇去用嗰啲巴士站呢，咁就可以取消咗巴士站嘅話呢，咁個行人路呢就冇咁窄，即係又冇咁多人用嘅話呢，咁可能就可以符合到你哋運輸署嗰個要求咁樣。咁而同時呢，即係呢你嗰個巴士，即係嗰個冇咗個巴士站呢，其實都巴士公司嚟講，我相信佢都係歡迎嘅，因為更加快咁樣，啲車可能脫班又少咗啲咁樣，即係可以快啲行到出去啦。咁樣佢最好就得兩個站咁就最好啦，都快啦。咁所以你一路停站，佢又會埋站要排隊嘅話呢，其實啲巴士都阻遲咗㗎。咁嗰度都係好多條線㗎。咁我就所以應該去盡快研究呢樣嘢啦，即係運輸署。咁我希望呢就呢啲頭先即係所有嘅嘢呢，即係嗰日我哋7月6號啊主席我哋去睇嗰陣時呢提出嗰啲要求呢，頭先阿房生呢就全部都話研究緊嘅。咁即係全部都冇意見，全部都研究緊。咁但係呢就有冇嗰個時間性俾我哋，即係你研究幾耐呢，幾時會有結論呢咁樣。多謝主席。
施敏文議員。
Chairman, if we put crash barriers everywhere in Hong Kong that a young person drives very fast and causes an accident, the whole of Hong Kong will be very ugly. So I think we have to be careful with a response of putting the crash barrier and reducing the sidewalk width to, I see, 42 centimeters in some place. So I would object strongly to this measure, because it reduces the enjoyment of our streets. This is a 50 kilometer per hour road, and I don't think that there is in that sense a need for the crash barrier. If there's a crash barrier required to stop somebody going down the slope, then if the crash barrier is on the slope side, maybe. But to put it on the curb side, stopping the car from mounting the pavement, rather than stopping the car from going down the slope, it will be to the detriment of the pedestrians in the area. So in that sense, I have a problem with this proposal, and I know that I was out of town and could not join the site visit, but I would have made the same comments during the site visit. So I hope that TD can consider if it wants to protect from people coming down the slope on the slope side rather than on the curb side, to provide the measures required to make sure that cars can go down, not can go down. The second point I'd like to make is for speed control in this area, especially when it's quiet on a then cars tend to speed. One solution we have in Europe for this situation is to show the speed of the car. So you have a speed detector facing forward, and it flashes the speed of the car. So when you go too fast, it tells you the speed you're going. There's no necessary that there is a camera behind it. It can take a photograph or not, but it always shows you the speed. You're driving too fast, 62, 75. It shows you. And this would be a very good location to put a sign like that. In Hong Kong, is not used to it. They're not expensive. It's a pole with a forward-facing detector, and it translates in the kilometer display on an LED. It's very cheap to maintain, but it helps young drivers on a road like this to maintain their speed, because all we have here is a young driver who didn't use his brakes, most likely on the mobile phone, if the police has checked his mobile phone record, maybe sending SMSs and just being out of control. And we cannot build in Hong Kong every road with crash barriers. It will be to the detriment of pedestrians, it will be to the detriment of everybody, because one guy is doing something stupid. So I think we have to be very careful with these solutions. Thank you.
歐立成議員
是唔該主席。剛才朱主席講嗰個巴士站呢，我就唔係好建議取消，因為嗰個巴士站嗰啲乘客係候車乘客，或者上落都有嘅，就係演藝學院不得利嗰啲學生嚟嘅。因為吓即係啱啱嗰把落嚟正門嗰度喎，鐵閘嗰度喎，唔係中華廚藝嗰個入口喎。嗰、那個站係嗰啲學生喺度上，即係嗰個隔油隔，即係上面佢哋嗰個個學堂嗰度一出嚟就係依個巴士站嘅，咁所以變咗係有人用嘅。咁雖然係佢啲學生唔多，但係都係有人用啦。如果你取消咗，變咗佢行翻出嚟中華廚藝嗰度咧，就佢哋較為遠些少嘅。咁其實如果嗰個巴士站咧，我都唔係好贊同安一個嗰啲防撞欄，因為點咧？你始終有。除非呢條係一條跑道，啲車係咁即係可以去咁去咧，你安防撞欄係冇問題。但係因為有人過馬路或者有人喺度候車嘅時候咧，你始終個防撞欄梗有個缺口。你啱啱嗰度唔安防撞欄，啲車就喺嗰度撞入去，咁啊點咧？係咪？即係始終又有一個問題喺度噶嘛。咁所以變咗你安個防撞欄嗰個，我覺得就唔係咁適合咯。因為你而家你其實嗰個時速限制係50。點解會咁樣係嗰個司機可能個先駕駛嘅物出咗問題，或者係點樣，就唔係因為個道路設計而令到呢度係經常發生意外或者嚴重嘅意外，呢、這個唔係個問題嘛，所以變咗我係唔贊同係即係安個防撞欄落去嘅，反而我係支持係運輸署即係提醒多啲嘅個交通指示，話呢個係彎位啊，或者係乜嘢係多啲指示俾嗰啲駕駛者咯。啊，唔該主席。
呢個係嗱，我睇提大家議員咧，呢個我其他事項咧係一報告翻個交通意外咧，大家如果有咩意見咧，盡量簡短啲好嘛？譚文漢議員，
主席放心，盡量簡短。第一就即係對於個防撞欄咧，我都有啲疑問嘅，因為即係每一次發生嘅意外之後，特別係有死亡嘅交通意外咧，就警方又好或者運輸署又好，一定係我唔知咩原因啦，總係會做多啲嘅嘢嘅。即係平時可能佢加咧就好難先加。咁第一有啲意外嘅話咧，如果要講嘅話又相對易啲嘅，要做啊相對又易啲嘅。咁啊，即係例如屯門公路咧，係咪試過跌過巴士落去？啱啱九年前呢件事，又係九年前嘅七月，好記得呢件事我，因為即係印象太深刻啦，嗰位成日都經過嚇。咁啊，所以即係見到嗰度咧。後尾整到好高嘅啲防撞欄，整到高到有半架巴士咁高啊！ 咁但係就實際上即係意外唔係就係嗰位發生㗎嘛。咁同樣地大家知道薄扶林道呢依山而起，其實呢啲類似嘅位呢都唔少㗎。咁係咪即係要全條薄扶林道都裝曬，定係話係到每一段到佢有意外嗰陣又再裝返呢？咁呢個係一個疑問嚟嘅。咁因為攞唔到個理據話點解嗰一忽係會比其他地方危險啊？咁如果嗰個地方即係裝咗之後，兩個地方又有啦，咁你又再裝，即係表示之前嘅評估唔足夠啊，係咪啊？咁我諗呢一度即係要小心去評估啦。我當然唔會反對防撞欄嘅成效，咁但係就即係你一定要有足夠數據俾我睇到點解喺嗰個位起，又唔喺其他地方度起。因為一起一係就即係起長啲，唔好淨係有意外嗰忽就起嗰一忽，因為咁樣做又無補於事嘅。咁啊，同埋另一方面咧，就至於嗰個巴士站嘅全費咧，即係我覺得可以討論。咁但係我諗一定係要攞到咧北大嚟嗰方面同埋附近大學堂啊等等嘅同意，因為嗰度就的確係人哋基本上最主要嘅巴士站噶啦。如果唔係嘅話，就可能佢行好遠先到到，因為同嗰地方尤其是大學堂啊等等咧，佢唔係淨係車站入邊係嗰個目的地啊，佢可能仲要行一段路啊。咁我諗呢度即係要再研究啦，主席。
密切考慮議員。
是多謝主席。我們都參考返呢警方嗰個報告呢，就今次發生意外嗰、那個嗰、那個問題性。剛才呢警方都已經講咗佢冇刹刹車痕嘅。同埋呢嗰段路呢係50嘅啫。好難呢，即係話如果一個安全駕駛者嚟講呢，這個意外發生呢係唔係即係可以避免嘅呢？咁我希望唔想呢，就係話有一件事發生，我哋就急急去搵一啲嘢嚟補充返佢。再回想我哋睇返呢，嗰度真係有學生係要經過。如果你係要擺咗個防撞欄落去呢，咁就剝削咗嗰、那個行人道嗰、那個闊度。嗱，我哋要即係要去思考一下，係唔係加咗個防撞欄就可以避免今次嘅意外發生。如果佢真係好似一條跑道咁飛車，就算乜欄可能都係撞爛㗎啦。所以我呢都係同幾位議員嘅意見都係一樣，我都唔係咁贊成喺嗰度呢起一個防撞欄嘅。唔該。
好，羅建熙議員。
不，主席，其實因為以前我喺沙宣道住宿舍呢，咁要跑街就跑去致富嘅。咁所以呢嗰條薄扶林道呢，即係都經常喺嗰條街行人路上面跑咗好多好多轉，咁呢都好認識嗰度嘅地方。好窄嘅條路，如果你再整埋啲防撞欄嗰啲呢，的而且確呢係會令到成條路基本上你係，我諗你要再行嘅係有啲困難。另一方面就係其實成條路呢有一個好特別嘅地方呢，就係佢夜晚嘅時候呢，又的而且確喺深宵嘅時候咧，佢係會變成一個跑車嘅賽道嚟嘅，即係呢一個我諗警察都非常清楚，薄扶林道係其中一條非法賽車非常之多使用嘅道路嚟嘅。嗰條跑道咧，係我夜晚喺大學堂咧，即係喺大學嘅宿舍裏邊咧，係聽到啲車飛來飛去係好緊要嘅。咁所以我覺得呢一個咧，反而係我哋要處理嘅問題，就係其實嗰度根本佢嗰個係一個理論上係應該係一個安全車速係50嘅時候，點解有啲車會超咗速，然之後佢飛咗落去，或者會產生交通意外。我覺得呢一個係需要處理嘅問題，就多過係咪真係防撞欄嘅問題都會多啲咯。咁另一方面咧，就係嗰個巴士總嗰、那個巴士站咧，其實因為大學堂嗰啲人呢要返香港大學呢，其實都靠嗰個巴士站多啲。如果佢要落返去中華廚藝學院嗰個呢，一嚟條路比較窄啲啦，即係佢嗰個佢棟石牆隔離嗰條路呢就比較窄啲，咁行得比較辛苦，亦都遠嘅。另外一邊就係嘉林角嗰邊，其實都有一段距離嘅。咁所以呢一個我覺得可以同我哋傾一傾，有冇啲商討可以解決嘅辦法。但我同意一點呢，就係其實嗰度過馬路呢係好危險嘅，即係而家喺即係大學堂或者薄林水塘出面過馬路嗰位呢，其實係好危險嘅，因為佢啱啱又喺個馬路頂呢，即係佢啱啱有啲斜嘅時候呢，佢啱啱上到最頂，然之後呢就喺薄林水塘嗰度有個過路位，然之後落返去，咁所以有時候啲車可能未必見到曬啲行人，我會懷疑。咁所以我覺得嗰個位的而且確係需要研究下點樣去處理一下啲交通問題、安全問題。唔該主席。
剛才講過話考慮會加燈啊嘛，林啟輝議員。
多謝主席。我諗呢就即係發生一個意外就好容易會引發我哋需唔需要做一啲亡羊補牢嘅措施，因而呢就係提出一啲建議。咁但呢就我個人就認為發生交通意外係有好多種嘅成因，即係呢個成因究竟係由於當地嘅一啲道路嘅安全包括防撞欄嘅冇設置啊所引發呢，抑或係某一啲個別嘅意外。因為如果個別嘅意外呢，即係全香港好多地方都會發生，咁係咪一發生咗呢個交通意外，我就要喺嗰個地方嚟加一啲嘅改善嘅措施以達至防即係亡羊補牢呢咁樣。所以我呢我個人意見呢就即係睇上嚟剛才好多嘅委員都提出一啲共通嘅問題，係咪如果呢個係一個黑點，係值得我哋通過呢一種嘅意外若干中嘅累積，是值得要檢視這個地方需否去設置防撞欄，我覺得應該要快點的去解決。但是如果它不是我剛才所說的那個情況，我就建議呢就真的再審視一下，不要匆匆就去要做一些事向居民交代，是吧？因為你做這個防撞欄又好，剛才有已經說了做這個防撞欄會即是帶出來即其他的那個問題，是吧？那防撞欄是不是只是這個地方呢？因為整個做完它呢，那就是這個都是
輝哥就著你的看法，你說你的看法 OK 啦，好不好？應不應該做防撞欄？
我的意見就是應該再審視一下，不要即刻就要去做事。
唔該，鄺子憲委員。
對於運輸署咧，就考慮改善嗰個過路設施啦，同埋考慮遷移巴士站。原則上我係贊成嘅，因為呢個過路位咧係薄扶林道唯一一個係非燈號控制嘅，係靠自己睇嘅，有各四條行車線。咁至於呢個巴士站呢，佢本身個個乘客呢係來自正話講大學堂啦、北大里啦，咁亦都有好多係去薄扶林郊野公園嘅市民嘅。而嗰個巴士站嗰個行人路嘅闊度係非常之窄嘅。咁我亦都希望呢運輸署呢喺下次或者警方呢就係提供一啲呢個位置發生車禍嗰個數據嘅。據我知道呢喺呢一年以嚟呢亦都發生過一宗好相似的車禍，而我亦都有一個朋友曾經在這個巴士站，但當然是很長時間以前90年代，他的女兒是被一架失控的車就撞到的。所以呢就第一就是我想看看這個位置那個有沒有一些特別的問題在這裡。至於防撞欄方面呢，就儘管呢我是同意就是說大量裝防撞欄可能對美觀有影響，而且會收窄條行人路，咁但係呢個情況嚟講，同埋喺薄扶林道呢有大量咁樣嘅路側，基本上係一個垂直嘅護土牆嚟㗎，佢唔係一個斜坡嚟嘅。如果呢啲路段呢有巴士或者小巴跌咗落去呢，嗰個傷亡係可以非常之嚴重嘅。咁當然亦都唔係單純呢個位置嘅問題，咁我亦都係好高興聽到路政署嘅同事呢講咗，佢哋而家呢係其實係研究緊成個香港裏面呢啲高風險嘅路段嗰個情況呢係有一個適合的策略的。多謝。
芝麻文議員。
Yeah, Chairman, I just want to get a confirmation from Transport Department that the location of the accident where he went through the crash is at C800 on this plan. So right before the bus stop, according to the police, it is. In which case, the entire crash barrier follows the location of the accident. And from my Google Earth here, I can see that more likely it is that the danger is with the crossing. And you haven't seen this, Julian, but the danger looks to me the crossing, and the pedestrians that have to go to the country park. and it's more likely that we have to make some significant improvements at that crossing, make sure that traffic slows down coming through that crossing. It may well be that somebody was crossing and that the car made an avoidance. It may well be that the driver was playing with his computer game, but it looks from here that it's more likely that the object on the street, the median for the traffic island, is he could have been scared by the traffic island and made a corrective action to the left and went through the gate. So I think we should rethink whether the crest barriers is necessary. But as Julian says, if a crest barrier is necessary to make sure buses don't go down the slope, but then the crest barrier could be maybe on the mountainside rather than on the curbside, so we maintain our pavement. So I think we've got to have a better review before we jump to conclusions, Chairman. Can we make a decision that we'll get more information and that we look at this again rather than jump to a conclusion? Would that be for Mr. Chu acceptable for his residents? He was on site. He's quite adamant about getting crest barriers. So I think, Councillor Chu, I hope you could support me looking into this matter a little bit more detail before we jump to conclusions.
Oh, 張正陽副主席。
唔該，主席。其實就著呢個交通意外咧，喺七月六號咧，我哋同埋阿大主席啊、主席你啊、我同埋啲阿歐立成議員咁咧，都同埋有關嘅部門咧，都去視察過、睇過個現場，所以得翻嚟今日咧就係路政署啊、運輸署啊有啲話研究咁。主席，其實喺會上咧我哋交通會咧啲委員又好，同啲各部門都好啦，都有不同嘅意見，同埋就係對著呢個交通意外，不如我哋就係咧即係盡快安排一次，再去視察一次。嚇，唔使話再喺度咧，就防撞欄啦，安唔安啊？咁其實部門啊、運輸署都話喺度研究緊，咁希望咧我哋盡快再做一次，就唔使係再糾纏住喺度。唔該，主席。
朱應煌主席，
主席就我都即係都幾同意邝委員嗰個嘅睇法嘅，因為其實嗰個地方就今次唔係第一次嘅意外嚟噶。即係之前都仲有車係咁衝落去嘅，咁樣咁就即係防撞欄咧，就喺外觀上睇就梗係唔係咁好睇，但其實喺南區咧，我哋好多地方都有啦，淺水灣、大坝呢啲防撞欄喺個路邊啦，即係但係為咗安全係第一嚟嘅。咁我諗就當然個防撞欄就會同嗰個巴士站係一個好大嘅關聯性嚟嘅。咁呢個即係要一碌大家要去考慮嘅，因為如果裝咗行防撞欄，就個巴士站未必適合喺嗰個位㗎啦。咁呢個係一個關聯性，一定要去研究嘅。咁我諗主席，我即係因為我又唔係專業嘅，即係我就希望即係交返俾專業啦，即係運輸署啊、路政署佢哋去研究，咁佢哋睇下最後佢哋點樣睇，再返嚟報告返我哋再跟進啦，咁樣。好，
最後一位麥謝巧玲議員兩句。
係啊，主席好快嘅啫，就係、是、我希望咧考慮清楚，因為嗰度咧頭先歐樂軒都講過，話喺嗰度有飛車嘅。咁如果你做咗個防撞欄咧，係咪做一條跑道咧，俾嗰啲飛車擋喺嗰度飛嚟飛去咧？即係話好心就做咗壞事。咁我希望咧，真係慎重考慮，大家去觀察，然後先再考慮係建築呢個防撞欄。唔該啊，主席。
好啦，關於防撞欄嗰樣嘢咧，或者我哋都請路政署許生回應一下嗰個防撞欄嗰、那個你都聽到大部分嘅議員咧、委員咧個對防撞欄嗰個意見，或者請阿許生回應一下之後，我哋就會結束呢個議題噶啦。
多謝主席。咁其實回應翻啦，頭先有幾位議員提問，就係話會唔會係我哋啱啱有單事故，所以先至做呢個防撞欄咧？咁其實唔係嘅。其實路政署同運輸署咧，其實早前都有做研究，就係話全面咁去檢討翻港九新界咧所有呢啲喺斜坡附近嘅車路。咁如果嗰個斜坡嗰個level difference 啦，即係嗰個高度係高過六米嘅話咧，我哋都會去到研究下，睇可唔可以加啲防撞欄去到保障翻駕駛者同埋行人嘅安全嘅。咁頭先都聽到好多議員嘅意見啦，咁其實大家都係留意到，就係關注到就係做完個防撞欄之後，對嗰個美觀同埋對嗰個行人路嘅闊度係會有影響嘅。咁其實呢方面咧， 運輸署嗰邊都同我都不斷去研究緊呢樣嘢，去到揾一個比較平衡啲嘅方案，去到一來可以保障到駕駛者安全，二來亦都可以唔影響行人路嗰個嘅環境嘅。咁呢方面我哋都會繼續同運輸署嗰邊合作，去到做一個全面啲嘅方案。咁其實除咗防撞欄之外咧，我知道運輸署都有其他方案會一拼過去做嘅。咁務求可以即係進一步改善嗰帶嘅環境咁樣。
好，喺呢度咧就都好多謝各位委員咧，亦都非常之積極發言。咁咧喺度咧就要求部門咧盡快落實改善薄扶林道一帶嘅交通，即係嗰個防止呢個交通意外再一次發生啦。咁亦都咧喺度咧就請警方咧喺嗰個薄扶林道咧一帶咧就加強呢、這個偵測呢啲防止啲飛車嘅行為啊。好，結束呢個議程。好啦，跟住落嚟咧就我哋區議會主席咧就有啲嘢報告，大家我哋請朱應雄主席。
好，多謝主席，用咗你少少時間咧，就係我哋19號咧區議會大會之前咧，咁我哋就會有個午膳嘅，咁啊跟住就會即係拍我哋區議員嗰個集體照嘅，咁啊嗰個午膳都非常之踴躍啦，我哋20位議員即係應該。19位都出席嘅，淨係坡一位冇出席嘅啫，全部都出席。咁啊，不過佢唔出席午膳啫，不過佢會嚟影相嘅。咁啊嚇，咁咧就我哋咧12:15咧就午膳，咁啊1:30咧就會影相嘅。咁啊，即係請大家咧就係、是、如果我哋著翻西裝啦。戴翻咧就深色嘅西裝，男士就著翻深色西裝，搭翻區議會條呔啊。咁啊，女士咧就著翻淺色嘅衫，咁樣咁希望咧大家咧就著翻靚些少嚟到參加我哋嗰日晏晝嚟到午膳啦嚇。咁啊，有冇問題？有問題？
哦，主席可唔可以選擇？街嗰度咧，大家適隨轉變啊，即係而家都講緊係啦，即係輕裝啊嚇。
區議會嘅相咪大家都著翻同一色嘅呔噶嘛，我哋要。
你用個扣針，我哋可以試下。
點樣用個扣針啊？我哋要有啲紀律性先得㗎。你係嘛？即係嗱，你可以打咗條呔咁咪。咁啊，又可以俾兩張你唔打呔嘅，幫你影都得。但係你一定要戴翻條呔，好嘛？
一張打呔一張。
係啦，係啦，係啦，
係啦。冇問題。冇問題啊！嗱，主席話要服從紀律啊。
White shirt。
OK， 跟住仲有一個。
White shirt。
仲有大家忍耐一陣。咁咧就關於咧我哋香港仔兩岸嘅海濱長廊。及鴨脷洲一帶嘅美化工程咧，咁就上到個工程咧，咁我哋咧陣間咧就會落去睇呢個鴨脷洲大橋嘅燈飾，咁同埋嘅雕塑嘅擺設嘅位置，咁做呢啲項目嘅實地視察。咁如果大家參與嘅委員議員咧，咁就可以五分鐘喺樓下集合。
喺呢度
。哦，就喺翻呢個會議室集合。
五分鐘。
OK。好，跟住咧就下次開會日期，下次開會日期咧就係喺2012年9月17日星期一下午2:30喺快啲度開會，宣布散會。